And it's time for Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. Strong Craig. Uh-oh, what happened to the thing I was looking at here?
I don't think you can play that on the air.
What? What, the thing I was looking at?
Pornography.
I'm not looking at... looking at something else. Okay. Smartphones. Are they killing your family? Are they taking you hostage and stuffing you in a tiger cage?
Tonight at 10.
No, but smartphones are getting some people in trouble and leading to some people's deaths because there's a lot of inexperienced hikers now that say, hey, I'm going to go on a hike and all I need is my cell phone.
Unless you don't get service.
It's got Google Maps on it. It's also got GPS and it's a phone, so if I get in trouble, I can call someone. And so people think it's just the multi-purpose device that they rely on in their everyday life would also apply towards going out in the wilderness and hiking with it. And it's gotten people in trouble because few issues. One, yes, it can run out of battery. Two, you could be in a densely wooded area on a mountainside and you don't get cell service. And also, the trails that are shown on Google Maps oftentimes lead you into danger.
Really?
Yeah. Some of the trails are crowd. You know how this works. It's the internet, right? You throw something out there like a Wikipedia, and at first it starts off and everything's really inaccurate, and you just count on the crowdsourcing to kind of slowly refine it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're dealing with trails, you don't need something that's slowly refined through your death.
Right.
You need to have a dependable map. And experienced hikers, at least according to this, I'm not an experienced hiker, but according to this, you should rely on a paper map.
Yes.
An actual trail map that you can unfold and look at that has some large-scale perspective to it. The problem with your cell phone is, if you're trying to follow a trail that's on it, you know, you're pinching and zooming and doing all of this kind of stuff. And, of course, when you zoom in, you lose the perspective of the larger landscape. And when you're at the larger landscape, you can't see where you actually are on the trail. And so you're constantly moving back and forth between those two perspectives. And it just, it's not the way our minds work.
That's exactly right. There's, you know, I'm a map guy. Mm-hmm. I love maps. I hate Google Maps. I'll use it in a pinch, but for that exact reason, you just lose perspective. You just, it's not natural, and you can't, and even, I think I'm good with maps, but Google Maps is so frustrating, and even I lose perspective to the point where I can't even tell. Sometimes you have to zoom in so far, you can't even tell. It's just a white background.
Right.
Like there's no, you can't see a river or a stream or a road or a peak or anything.
It's good for, like, navigating in your car, though.
Yeah, even I don't like to be reliant upon that. We've had those stories where people punched in.
Are you not a GPS guy?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Wait, you still, you'll look on your laptop at home before you leave for a trip?
Exactly.
On a trip to go somewhere?
Yep. Recalculating. I don't like GPS because I've heard stories about it leading you into the great unknown.
What about the whole, like, service like Waze that tells you traffic situations and things like that?
See, I find Waze better than my Apple Maps.
Yeah.
It sends me on better routes.
I do
than
that.
My Apple Maps.
I will do that in the car for to see if there's a traffic jam.
Mm-hmm.
Not for directions. If there's a traffic jam, then I'll figure out the best detour.
Man, I think we're getting so stupid with not knowing which way's up anymore. I'm guilty of this sometimes too. It's like, I'm like, well, I want to go up here and I know it's off here to the right, but this GPS is telling me that I need to turn right here.
Mm-hmm.
But that seems like it's a little bit out of the way and a little unusual. And I always end up following the stupid GPS and it takes me longer to get to a place because it's giving me a bad route. And it's not based on traffic. It doesn't say, you know, you need to divert because of traffic. It just says, this is the fastest way to get to this place.
There's something, I feel more in control if I plan my own route and make my own decisions just by looking at a map before I start the journey. Just feels better to me. And I feel
it
like
sounds
I'm
so ancient though.
But I feel like I'm more aware of where I'm driving. Mm-hmm. Like I've looked at the map, and so I know that this park is going to be on my right and this building on my left, and I just like that feeling.
I know someone who uses GPS to go anywhere. I mean, it's like you tell them, you know, hey, they just need, hey, where's the nearest office supply place? Oh, it's just down here. You need to go, you know, north, you know, a couple lights, and then you take a right, and you'll see it. It's there on your left after that. And then, wait, what? Just give me the address.
What'd you say?
What do you mean, the address? You don't need the address. I'm just telling you. It's
yeah, but I need the address.
It's two
punch
major
it into my
streets
phone.
Up.
But I can't punch
then,
that into my phone.
And then you take
phone.
A right, and then you'll see it there on your left. Uh-uh. Just don't. I need the address. Give me the address.
What's a right?
Yeah, which way is that?
And what's north? Like, you start throwing directions
oh,
at them,
right.
They really get lost, the GPS people. But that's the way we get around now, and I'm going from memory here, but don't you remember there was like a study or something that showed that people's, that part of the brain
yes.
that is supposed to be
shrinking.
Responsible for our spatial awareness and stuff is shrinking?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one theory in this study was that it was because we now rely on devices to do all that thinking for us, and so it just kind of atrophies and goes away. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you talk to someone who uses GPS to go everywhere, and then you ask them how to get to some place that they've gone to 100 times, and they go every time with their GPS, and they can't get there without it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be within a 5-mile radius. And they still have no clue.
How long till we start using GPS to get from the living room to the bedroom? From the bathroom
you
to the kitchen?
You don't already? So back in the old day, this is going to be maybe of some interest to the young Dylan Whippersnapper. Before you went on a trip, you would ask your friends for directions to their house. You know, now somebody just gives you an address, or they'll shoot you the contact card that has the address, and you just click on that, and your phone will navigate you there. But we used to have these books called Mapsco's.
Boy, you remember the Mapsco book? That was a magical, magical book.
And it was a collection, page after page, of sections of maps of your town. And you would have to look up where that address was, and it was on this map. But you had to have like five different pages inside this book that would get you to where you're going. And you would study it before you took off on your trip to go to this new location, this new destination that you hadn't been to before. So you would actually study before going to see your friend or going to a concert or wherever you were going.
Yeah.
You would learn the route, and then you would take the book in the car with you. And oftentimes,
you had to pull over.
Think about what homework this used to be. Oftentimes, you'd before the trip, you'd sit down at your desk at home, look at all the maps, plan out the route, take another sheet of paper, write down the individual directions and the turns you were going to take.
Yeah.
And then use that while you were in your car.
Hey, I remember taking those cross-country trips as a youngster from like Illinois to Texas, and we would get a Missouri map and a Kansas map and an Oklahoma map.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not quite the map freak that Junior is, but I remember really being interested in looking at the maps, and if my dad would say, hey, what's another route we could go? That was like, oh, wow, okay, well, let's do this. Take this farm road or whatever.
Yeah, oftentimes the person in the passenger seat would be the navigator.
Navigator, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They would be the map person, and they would be standing there with this huge poster in front of them.
Yeah.
I mean, sitting there with a huge poster unfolded in front of them as they're studying the routes and finding different ways to go on long road trips.
Hill
and that
Crest
sounds
north of Mockingbird.
So antiquated now.
Hang on, Danny's got some directions.
Right?
And you never could fold those maps back the right way.
No.
Right next to Buddha juice.
Trial and error.
Some people don't have maps.
No, they don't have maps.
Like such as who?
Like such as
South Africa?
South Africa.
Huh.
U.S. Americans.
U.S. Americans.
But here's something that I know that I've lost now that I just depend on GPS and phones to get me to where I need to go. Is that when you have the big Extendo poster map, you gain so much more perspective about your state or your area, your nook of the world. Because, like, now I don't see any other city names other than the ones I'm going to on a map. And when I would have, like, the full Texas map when I was planning a road trip or something, I would see the names of all the towns that I had heard of, other people talking about. Oh, I got some family that lives so-and-so. And I wouldn't know where that town was, but as I'm planning a road trip somewhere, oh, okay, that's where this is. Oh, that's where this is.
Yeah.
And you learn your state that way by looking at a big map.
Yep.
To where when you're zoomed in on something, you never learn anything that's not relevant to you.
You still buy a Texas map somewhere?
No.
No gas station? Well, there's no real
I can't tell you the last time I bought a map.
People don't have
maps. I bought one on my trip 2 weeks ago, but it was a trail map of this nature preserve. For that reason, because I figured I'd lose cell coverage out in the middle of it.
When I started traveling to Europe.
Hottie.
You would get these streetwise maps.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was kind of... We had cell phones back then, but they weren't smartphones. And... So you'd have this laminated street map because you're walking everywhere in the city that you were going to, you know, and you would have that, and you would have to navigate how to get someplace by looking down at a map, looking at the street sign, and then to go in there.
Pocket size.
Yeah.
I still have those. I've got a full collection of streetwise maps.
Hmm. You know how much they're worth now?
Somebody told me $1 billion.
Worth nothing.
How about the bookstore? You can get a map at the bookstore still, can't you?
Yeah. Sure you can,
maybe.
Yeah.
Barnes & Noble, yeah.
Yeah.
Or just go to Amazon.com.
Or just go on your smartphone.
Put in the address.
Yeah. Tell you how to walk there. You've been caught in the... I've done this before where I'm trying to meet some people, and I can't find the restaurant or bar, and you know it's around here somewhere. You're in your car, right? And so you enter it again on your phone and everything, and it gives you the walking directions, and that screws you all up. You're like, well, how do I switch it back over to? Because even the phone thinks you must be so ultra lazy that you're taking a car to this place that's 150 feet away.
Right.
That it just defaults to walking.
Why don't you just look it up on your phone?
Well, I do, Danny. That's what I'm talking about right now.
Where do you think it is, Danny?
How did he play 50 million of those things on the rotator?
Jared's just back from vacation. He's getting the hang of it.
But now he can't hit Danny giving unnecessary directions and guessing where things are.
It says University Park. That would entail Snyder Plaza, maybe? Or in that area?
Yeah.
214 West Neely.
Okay.
Across from the Bishop Arts District.
Oh, you know what
yeah,
that is.
That's right there by Campese's.
No. No. That last part's a little bit wrong. Did Lee Harvey Oswald ever eat at a Campese's?
Maybe. Say yes.
Backroom dealings.
Yeah. Did Jack Ruby used
That's
to go
right.
there?
Weren't they seen together eating at Campese's?
Mm-hmm. That's
Lee
a fact.
Lee Oswald and Jack Ruby. That's
it
not a fact.
Always comes back
that's
to
a,
Oswald.
That's a fake
for
story.
For
you.
That's a fake story. I'll tell you this right now. I can get to all the places that Lee Harvey Oswald lived in Dallas. Without a map.
No doubt.
All I do is just follow my heart.
There's no doubt.
Creep.
The force guides you. The evil force guides you from stop to stop.
Almost levitating to get there.
Force.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That is the corner. It's 9:33 on the ticket. Coming up next, let's talk about how a title changes everything. But first, Danny with more directions.
What's that?